Fasting and praying in Scripture is a powerful means of hearing from God. What does the Bible say about this practice?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about practicing the fast. Fasting is a very old tradition in the Scripture. Frequently practiced in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, but somewhat forgotten today. Nonetheless, the Bible has much to say about it. And when done properly, fasting and praying can bring forth numerous benefits. Breakthrough, revelation, change of circumstances, wisdom, understanding, deliverance, healing, to name but a few. So let's have a look at it. You may want to have a pencil and a paper. to jot down some scripture references where we can refer you to areas of the scripture where you can find some of the fasts that we will be talking about. I will speak in general terms for this session, and we'll quote the reference sources that you may look them up either in your Bible or on the internet, and we hope they'll be a blessing to you. We are New Testament people. Christians are believers in Christ. The New Testament then becomes the foundational source for most of our fasting. There is a way of fasting in Scripture, and there are various lengths for fasts, various ways of doing fasts, and we'll try to cover the high points of all of these today. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 18, Jesus said, "Whenever you fast, do not put on a gloomy face as the hypocrites do, for they neglect their appearance so that they will be noticed by men when they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you fast, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting will not be noticed by men, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Father here's speaking of Father God, and anointing the head means anointing the top of the head with anointing oil or holy oil. Then it says, wash your face. And then what do you do? You begin the fast, whichever fast that you have chosen. Now, it's important to know and to understand that when you fast, it's important to declare to Father God the purpose and intent of the fast, why you're fasting. And the next important thing to remember with all fasts is that when you fast, you must also pray. If it's a short fast, like say 1 to 3 hours, or fasting just a meal a day, which we call partial fasts, I personally like to declare the purpose, say a prayer at the beginning, say another prayer for the intent of the fast about halfway through, and then one at the end of the fast. If it's a longer fast, you would choose to pray more frequently. But the point is this: prayer must be combined with the fasting for the fasting to be effective. Now, there are different types of fasts. There is what we call a full fast, in which we drink only liquids. The average is 1 day to maybe 3 maximum, but if you do that, you must be in excellent health. You must take a vitamin to keep up your nutrition. You must stay well hydrated with liquids. And usually a full fast is a liquid fast. Some people would do liquid with bread. There is a partial fast, And the partial fast means fasting for several hours of a day, or fasting and giving up one meal or two meals of the day. The partial fast can be done between 6 in the morning and 3 in the afternoon, as an example. That is from sunup to sundown. But full fasts or partial fasts that are going to go for more than one day normally are done according to the Jewish tradition, the way the Hebrews did, and that is from 6 p.m. at night till 6 p.m. the following evening. A three-day fast can be a full fast, that is, having liquids only, but can be combined with eating one item of food at one or more meals. The Daniel fast was a very long fast, a 21-day fast. And in this fast, there was no eating of meat, no sweets, no bread, drinking water, juice, eating fruits and vegetables. And again, you must be in good health with normally functioning heart and kidneys and liver and other organs. If you are elderly, you should not fast unless you are doing so under the guidance of your doctor. And you must discuss it with him before doing so to be sure that it's safe for you to fast. And then you could have fasts of whatever number of days you would like. The fast of Moses was a 40-day fast. Now, that fast was a supernatural fast. You do not do a 40-day fast with little or no food or water unless directed to do so by the Holy Spirit, unless you have excellent health, and unless you have tested the spirits to know that it is the Holy Spirit who told you to do that and that he will keep you. A safer way to do a 40-day fast, rather than consecutively for 40 straight days, is to do a one-day fast and then several days later or a week later do another one-day fast and keep doing them that way a week apart or so until you have done that 40 times. It's still a 40-day fast. And God will honor that. And it's safer. Because you're only doing a one-day fast intermittently over 40 days. So that's the technique of fasting. When we begin that fast, you notice that Matthew 16:16-18 said, anoint your head, wash your face. Do it in secret. Don't let men know you're fasting. And declare to God what it is you're fasting. The commonest things to fast for are revelation, understanding, wisdom, change of circumstances, healings, deliverances, and breakthroughs, among other things. We fast also for humility. In Psalm 35, verse 13, the psalmist said, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. There was a problem there. God was not receiving for a reason. But notice the intent of the heart was good. I humbled my soul with fasting. So when we are battling sins of the flesh, sins of the tongue, sins of the heart, sins of the thought life, and we need strength in the inner man, and we need revelation, and we need the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome, fasting is an important tool in our armamentarium, our package of equipment. So we must keep that in mind. Fasting brings revelation. In Psalm 69, verse 10, we read, "When I wept in my soul with fasting, it became my reproach." Now, what does the psalmist mean there? He's saying that I fasted. Fasting brought that revelation to me of my spiritual condition. God revealed my heart to me, showing me the things I needed to repent of. It brought revelation. And that revelation of what my condition was became my reproach. It became my self-judgment of myself, and I wept in my soul. The psalmist is saying here that he really didn't know what was wrong with him until he fasted and got the revelation. It was his reproach, his shame. But it came, the knowledge of it came through fasting. And because it came through fasting, he was then able to repent. Fasting is an opportunity to cry out to God. In Joel chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, we read, "Gird yourselves with sackcloth and lament, O priests, wail, O ministers of the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, for the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Proclaim a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord." This was a time for a need for national repentance. And notice what the prophet was saying. Assemble yourselves. This is a fast. He said, consecrate a fast. Proclaim a solemn assembly. Here, a communal fast of the nation was being called because of Israel's sin. And it was a call to fasting and repentance as a community, as a nation. So here we see fasting can be used as a corporate effort, getting people, believers. He was talking about assembling ministers of the altar, priests. All of you, come to the house of God, cry out to the Lord. And then in chapter 2 of Joel, verse 12 to 15, we read, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, and with fasting, weeping, and mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments." Rend is Old English for tear open. There was a practice among the priests and the prophets who had to repent, and the kings who had to repent for the sins of Israel, that whenever they got bad news that Israel had sinned, that there was a need for repentance, they would rend or tear their garments and expose their bare chests to God. And here he is saying, rend your heart. Expose your heart, not your chest, not your garments. "Now return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and relenting of evil." Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? When Daniel was in captivity with Judah, in Daniel 9:3, they were trying to get out of Babylon. He said, "So I gave my attention to the Lord God to seek him by prayer and supplications." Supplication is asking. "With fasting, sackcloth, and ashes." Those were practices of putting on burlap bags to wear for clothes, which were itchy and which would torment the body. And ashes, which was a symbol of repentance and fasting. And God would answer. There are some points about fasting which are important to know and understand. A 40-day fast is considered a supernatural fast, should only be done upon the clear leading of the Holy Spirit. It is never recommended otherwise, particularly in persons who have heart, lung, liver, or kidney disease or diabetes. Mellitus, that is sugar diabetes, or any other acute or chronic diseases where fluids and nutrition are important. Nor should this be attempted by the elderly. Long fasts require medical supervision and approval. Alternately, it may be possible to do these fasts, as I said earlier, by doing them one day at a time, 5 to 7 days apart, so that over time you accumulate 40 days. There is no time element in the spirit realm. That's why you're able to do this. There's nothing in Scripture to imply that the multiple days of fasting must be consecutive, although they probably were at that time. Thirdly, New Testament believers are under grace and not law, and the Bible says that God honors the intent of the heart. Remember to decree the fast and its purpose with consecration to the Lord's glory first at the beginning of the fast. Do not go without water more than 24 hours, and do not restrict water intake under any circumstances if you are diabetic or have kidney disease. God will honor a modified fast because, as we have studied, it is the heart directed toward him during the fast that is important to God, not the length or type of restriction or food or drink. It may surprise you to know that even fasts of 1, 2, or 3 hours, partial fasts, are honored by God and sometimes can bring dramatic results. So these are good fasts. Short fasts are very good fasts for the elderly. Short fasts under medical supervision may be permitted and repeated periodically to total up the number of hours required for a longer fast of 24 hours or greater. This is a much safer way for the elderly or the infirm to fast over time and achieve the same results. Fasts longer than 3 days should be supplemented by a daily vitamin. Now remember, Pray during and at the end of the fast. Fasting without praying does not work. Fasting alone is not a means to an end result, but a help. Through assisting in bringing the flesh under control and discipline to the Holy Spirit and birthing revelation, which directs our prayer. Our prayer, backed by faith in Christ alone, releases the hand of Father God to move on your behalf. Now let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus answers our fasts. The things of the kingdom are for the people of the kingdom. And I believe Father God is calling you to Him right now. There's no such thing as cleaning yourself up and going to God. It doesn't work. You must be in Christ, and Christ must be in you. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next.